I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Nigerian Christians are a major target of Boko Haram's horrific attacks and murders, and it leaves more than physical scars. Ray and Denise are field officers with Voice of the Martyrs Canada in several countries, including Nigeria. Ray says part of their gospel ministry is trauma care.
Many of these people who have come out of the villages and who have witnessed horrific things, things that are almost unspeakable to talk about on radio, we bring them into these trauma response ministries, and we pray for them. We minister the word of God to them. We cry with them. We hold them. And you know, it's not just about the physical relief that we bring them, but it's also the spiritual and emotional. We call it soul care.
And to learn how you can get involved, head to missionnews.org. And as Syria and Iraq wrestle with ISIS for their countries, troops have come face to face with the cruel hallmarks of the Islamic terrorist group again and again. Diane Romaine of Vision Beyond Borders says,
when we think about the persecuted, it's difficult to think of anybody that's more oppressed than the people that are dealing with the conflict with ISIS right now. You know, the atrocities that they've experienced are beyond comprehension. Just incredible brutality and oppression and fear for their lives, for their families.
As villages are freed from the grip of ISIS, the need for humanitarian aid is growing rapidly. There are many ways to help. Start by praying for the persecuted, for those who are rescuing the cities, and for the aid workers. You can also support humanitarian aid relief through Vision Beyond Border. We've got the details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.